Thank you for calling Rhonda's Health. This is Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Penny Shantz calling.
Hello, Penny.
I don't know who I need to talk to, but I was talking with my mom yesterday, and she wants to know, I mean, of course we both, if I can change my hours up a little bit.
Sure.
My
that
days.
Would be me you would want to speak with. What did you want to change the schedule to?
So she says she's very busy all week with doctor appointments and everything. So she doesn't like me coming so long on Saturday because her and her husband like to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could just, like, keep my Wednesday and Thursday 4 to 7 and then just go Friday 4 to 7 and Saturday, like, 10 to 12, so that way I can shower. I can help her shower and get ready for the day Saturday so she can just, from the day with hubby.
So Saturday, we're decreasing your hours to 2 hours, and then we're putting the other three on Friday?
Yeah, would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Did you want to start that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, she kind of seems depressed, because Sunday she goes to church. You know, we go to church Sunday, but she's, like, depressed because I'm there so long. I guess I'm in the way. I don't know.
Okay, so you're just going to do Wednesday.
My assistance in the morning, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second to just update that on my end. So
I feel like I'm such a pain sometimes.
No, you're fine. Honestly, this is probably like the first that I've heard.
Girl, listen. Sometimes I forget to clock in because she starts talking to me. So lately I've been sitting in my car and not going in until I clock in.
Yeah.
Because she sure will start, like, gossiping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
no,
I'm
mommy.
And then the one day my garage door went and shut, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to kill me.
No, I promise you're fine, honestly. on Friday, what time did you want to work?
The 4 to 7.
Okay.
And I think she likes that better because I help her get into bed and stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm there until 7, because she sure does go to bed at 7 o'clock. So I do help her to get in bed and stuff. So I think she really likes that. And then, you know, I can help her for a couple hours Saturday and assist her with getting ready for the day. But, yeah. Oh, and I do have a question. You know the messages that I get? Well, I don't know. Is it like an all message, or should I respond back that I'm not interested? Because I get them all the time, and I feel bad because I can't go because I'm usually at work when I get them anyway. But I know I'm employed with you, and then I see these messages. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should ignore them or reply back.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't have to. You can ignore them. That's perfectly fine. You don't have to. With, like, you know,
I felt like I was being rude.
No, you're perfectly fine. I went ahead and I updated your schedule, so you will see Friday and Saturday updated on there, okay?
Okay.
All
right. You'll be happy.
Well, good.
Thank
I'm
you
glad.
So much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good day.
And you have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.